Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show, coming to you live from wonderful Melbourne today. I flew in yesterday afternoon, which was Sunday afternoon, to actually go to a place called the Blockchain Center. Now, the Blockchain Center is a relatively small little space in the city of Melbourne, or just outside the city of Melbourne, in Southbank. And it's there to really nurture, help, and grow projects, to teach about blockchain, to teach about the space, how to get involved with it, and to sort of nurture and grow your ideas into a working product, and to help to grow teams and whatnot. It's a fantastic little area, and I'll tell you what, there's been some fantastic Australian projects that have come through those doors. So I had the opportunity to go down there and for a little event, and I was actually there to get interviewed by a Chinese show, I think it is. I'll see the first episode, it's all in subtitles back into English or Chinese, depending on whereabouts you are and what language you learn. And yeah, it was quite a good interview, and I'm very interested to see how it comes out. So I'll let you know when that comes live. But nevertheless, it was a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon if I wasn't going to be with my family. So coming in and having a look at the markets right now. Yesterday, I put some information out there on Twitter. And by the way, if you're not following me on Twitter, go and do it. It's at Trader Cobb. I put a bunch of stuff on there, and I'm becoming much more active on the social media platforms now. Same with Instagram. Jump across to Instagram, at Trader Cobb, or Trader Cobb, I don't know if it's an at, but you know, the handle there is Trader Cobb, and obviously they're on Facebook as well, where I put out a bunch of stuff yesterday that you obviously don't get on podcasts, because it's a visual thing, it's education, and we've got a lot more coming up, which I'll tell you at the end. So basically, I said that, you know, the way that Bitcoin had pulled back into that 66.25 level, that had been some old resistance. Now, I had mentioned, across Twitter and Facebook, plus on the free webinar, bi-weekly market videos that I put out there, about the fact that there had been some resistance at that point. And that spike up that we saw last week, you remember the BitMEX fiasco, when it shut down and the market raced up. I sort of said I was ignoring that. I wasn't seeing that as real price action. I saw that as being somewhat of fake price. It did get up there, of course, but it wasn't sustained crowd volume that's what I like to trade. So we have pulled back in after breaking out through there. We retested that level. Higher low was then set, potentially, and it did also pull back into the cradle zone. Then it broke up and started moving again, and we sort of peaked out at around 6750, roughly in and around that level. Now, what I'm waiting to see here, and I made this very clear on Facebook last night, was if we then push on to a new higher high. Now, for that to occur, we really need to get above 6800. And if we do that before breaking down through 6557, then we'll have ourselves back into a 4-hour uptrend. A proper one, a good looking one, one that I would be happy to look to trades for. Now, the thing is, on the daily as well, that resistance level that I had just spoken of, it's now broken above that. Now, we've actually got a higher low and a higher high. Now, it is in an uptrend technically. Is it the best uptrend in the world? No. moving averages are not yet in the correct order, but it is there. If I have a look at the 1 week chart, it does look very much like, in the next 2.5 hours until that weekly candle closes, it is looking like we will see another little bullish weekly candle. Now again, they're only small and they're creeping along, but it's another week where we may, or looks very likely, to be finishing in the green, which is a good thing. That also means that the monthly candle doesn't look quite as bearish as what it had done. Let's see if we can get the rest of this week pushing to the upside and try and get that monthly candle a little bit more bullish as well. Overall, we are starting to see a little more positive signs creeping back in. It's nice to see a bit of green in the market and a bit of calm Well, I've said for a while now, I'm more than happy for Bitcoin to range for a bit longer. I'm not too concerned if Bitcoin sort of hangs around between, I guess, 6,000 and 7,000. I don't have too much of an issue for that. What it does is it allows the big institutions and the big companies to consider their options, to work into the space, to learn more about it, to be more comfortable, and then to be ready to go and to help this next move. Because I tell you what, the left hand and the right hand are both needed to clap. And the left hand, some people may not want the institutions in. They may not want that sort of exposure, but they do want Bitcoin at 50,000. So therefore the right hand, which is institutional money and more people participating in this space, that needs to come in. When you have the left hand and the right hand coming together at a great rate of knots, you have a wonderful clapping sound, and that's what we're looking to achieve here. So we need to have both markets, both sides of the market, traditional traders and investors, VC models, funds, that sort of thing. We need that money to come in and buy Bitcoin consolidating for a little bit longer. Don't forget, just because Bitcoin's consolidating doesn't mean there are not good trading opportunities elsewhere, guys. We've been finding them consistently in the TraderCob community, and the strategies have been working well. Not a huge amount of trades. Again, you can jump across to Facebook, you can jump across to Twitter, and you can see the video that I put out based on August's results. I shouldn't say August results, but August trade scan to show you some of the trades we've been taking. So if you haven't gone and had a look at that, go and have a look and see what it's all about. But it just gives the market a little bit of breathing space, a little bit of time to mature, grow, and everyone can just cool out, calm down, and get ready for the next wave. When will that wave come? Look, I don't know when that wave will come, and I don't know if it'll come as heavy and hard as it did last time. I almost hope it doesn't. The run that we had up through November, December was quite phenomenal. I don't know if we need to see it happen quite so quickly, because for me as a trader, I want more entries. I want to be able to trade that move. There wasn't as many opportunities. Now, coming back to what I said I would say before, we're actually going to be going out and putting a bit more content into the space. Now, for those of you who are not yet on the bi-weekly video newsletter, this is where you get content from me that is exclusive to that newsletter. It's a bi-weekly video. Go to the website, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, put your details in. We don't spam you, don't worry, and get more content there. Across Facebook, across Twitter, and across Instagram, you're going to get more content coming. You're going to get access to more AMAs, which stands for Ask Me Anything. We do this frequently now, often on a Tuesday night, provided that I'm not traveling and I don't have other commitments. Well, you can ask me anything about the markets. We're going to have some webinars coming up as well that we're going to work on. We're going to have a full series of free education across YouTube, across my Facebook and all the socials, guys. So what you need to do is go and follow Trader Cobb on Twitter, okay? You need to follow the Trader Cobb account on Facebook. You need to go and sign up to the bi-weekly video newsletter, and you need to get onto Trader Cobb on Twitter. A lot more coming out, because I'm now driving all these things. So you're going to get a lot more content from me directly, guys, directly. And finally, go to Facebook and follow Craig Cobb as well, as I also drive that account, guys, because we can't have a personal name and a company name linked together. Have a great day. Go ahead and join up to those services, guys. You've got to get plugged in for all the service, for all the content. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on a lot of the picture. Have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.